The Big Brain Award, a Daredevil fic written by Ink for Human Hands and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Karen rewards the boys with the Big Brain Award whenever they do something smart around the office. Two beeps, a pause, 9 high-pitched pings segueing into unholy dial-up screeching, the absence of any paper getting churned out. 3 whole days had gone by without a single fax coming through the piece of shit machine Karen had bought from that auction, and Foggy could no longer stand it. He stood up from his desk, walked over to the relic, and resisted the urge to kick it. Instead, he jabbed the menu button and rifled through its option until he found one that made sense. "I've got you now," he said to it as he changed the settings. And then, to Karen, he gave the order, "Try sending a test fax through." Some clicking around on her computer later, she said, "Done." The fax machine ran again, this time sounding like a normal telephone. 2 brings reverberated around the office before the machine spit out a sheet of paper. Foggy snatched it from the tray triumphantly and shouted, "Hallelujah!" Matt poked his head out from his doorway. "You fixed it?" Ken clapped, bouncing up and down on her toes in her excitement. "How'd you do it?" she asked. "Well," Foggy said, "all I did was turn on the auto-answer feature, but I guess that took care of the problem." "Nice work," Matt shot him an approving smile. "Do I get a reward?" Foggy joked. That fix was certainly big-brained enough. Karen's face lit up. "Oh, I've got it," she said, smacking her fist into her palm. "You get the first ever Big Brain Award. Sounds prestigious. I would accept it with honor." Foggy laughed. A month out from the inaugural Big Brain Award, Foggy, Matt, and Karen were gathered around the table in their office trying to get their Chinese takeout order straight when Matt stumbled upon a large oversight in their current ordering system. "Hang on, wouldn't it be cheaper if we ordered one large thing of the fried rice instead of 3 individual smalls?" he said. "Give me that." Karen swiped the paper menu out from Foggy's hand and examined it. "That's right," she said. "We'd each save about 50 cents. "Finally, I'll be able to afford a single gumball," Foggy quipped. Karen elbowed him in the ribs. "Oh shush, you know it adds up. 4 orders a month already puts you at an extra bagel," she said, quickly doing the math. "And let's be real, last month alone we would have saved like $8. Think of all the bagels we missed out on." Foggy conceded. "Anyway, I think Matt deserves a Big Brain Award," she finished. Matt leaned back in his chair smugly. "Well, well, well," he said. "Look who's joined the official Big Brain ranks." Foggy pulled a face at Karen. "I thought it was my award," he complained. "It's like one of those high school football championship trophies," explained Karen, 100% making it up as she went along. "The winner of the award gets to keep it, but only until someone else claims the title. So if you want it back, you've got to do something big-brained." Grumbling, his eyes narrowed at Matt, his partner turned big-brained rival, Foggy accepted Karen's terms. The next time the Big Brain Award changed hands, Foggy pieced together evidence that a client couldn't have possibly done it, Karen was prepared. She reached into her deep bottom desk drawer and pulled out what could only be described as the world's most iconic trophy. A silver, winged lady angel holding up over her head a golden brain, a third the size of her body. The metallic plate attached to the front of the base read, "William Lowell Potman, Mathlete Competition, 2003, First Prize." "Mr. Franklin Nelson," she began, brandishing the trophy in front of Foggy. "Your prize. The Big Brain Award is yours until such time as Matt proves himself worthy again." She handed it off to him with decorum, and Foggy bowed his head in deference. Once the bit was over, Foggy allowed himself to laugh. "Where did you get this?" he asked after he had described the trophy for Matt. "Where else? Known Big Brain Award affiliate eBay." Karen answered him. Foggy hummed. "Ah, yes, of course." He turned to Matt. "This thing is pretty awesome. Wanna feel it? Might be the only time you get to since you'll never win it again." Matt gave him a thin-lipped smile. "I wouldn't be so cocky if I were you," he said, but reached out to handle the trophy anyway. He ran his fingers over the golden brain. "Wow, they really got the grooves, huh?" "More surface area to represent what goes on in my ginormous noggin," Foggy boasted. "Interesting. And here I thought it was filled with air." "Boys, boys, boys, play nice," Karen chided them. "Or neither of you are getting the trophy." The threat was enough to broker a fragile peace. The trophy passed hands several times over the next few months, each time accompanied by snippy commentary and faint resentment. Award-worthy feats of intellect ranged from the mundane, Foggy kept extra socks at the office for days when the rain overpowered their umbrellas, who the firm related extraordinary after he and Foggy had both drafted the same document to the waste of their resources, Matt suggested downloading a project management app. Big brain moment by big brain moment, award ceremony by award ceremony, the everyday functioning of Nelson and Mordack improved. And in yet another display of massive brain power, this time mutual, Matt and Foggy decided one night over drinks that the person who really deserved the Big Brain Award for her office management skills and subtle promotion of innovation was really none other than Karen Page. They called her over into Matt's office, where the trophy had last ended up, giving them an even number of awards, and began the ceremony without any sort of forewarning. Miss Karen Page, we hereby declare you the supreme winner of the Big Brain Award for your superior scheming to make this office a better place. Foggy held out the trophy for her to take. She accepted it through tears of laughter, and they all hugged.